Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve and Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and could not have done it. It would have just been a much lesser story over the years without our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's been an abiding supporter, true blue friend of ours, all the way since, I think it was like January or February of 98, Barbara, when you first joined me. So your 19th anniversary is coming up real soon. Folks, she's a tax attorney by education and by practice. In terms of practicing, by that I mean she's converted all of her knowledge into the ability to provide you with content, with information. And she does that through her writing, through her books. The J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes 2017 is just out now. So many other things. I don't have time to tell you about everything. There's so many things. But go to Barbara Weltman, W-E-L-T-M-A-N, and you'll find out so much about her. And you'll thank me later. Hey, Barbara, thanks again for being here. We're talking about reform, tax reform. You know, one thing that's interesting to me about President-elect Trump, he's not a conservative. He's not a social conservative, and in some ways, I'm not even sure he's that much of a fiscal conservative. I think what we're going to see out of him is more pragmatism than conservatism in terms of reform. What do you think?
Well, I think he's kind of eclectic. I think you can look at some things and say that's conservative. You can say that some things, you know, whatever. But the point, the bottom line is, I don't think that the label is as important as the fact that we're likely to get things done now.
Right, and that, I think that's what I mean. What I'm getting at is, if people are looking for a conservative play card, you know, a playbook, or whatever, I don't think they're going to see that. I think it's going to be across. There's going to be a lot of different touch points.
I definitely agree, and I think that he didn't come in with great details about plans for doing these various reforms that he wanted. So we can, I think, look to a large extent at what's going on in the Congress. They have many plans. They have a plan to replace and repeal and replace Obamacare.
Right.
There is a tax blueprint already being circulated that's been around for a while that I think he can subscribe to. I mean, you know, it's just a question of some of the details that they'll work out, the exact tax rate that they're going to drop the corporate rate to, mm-hmm. and that they will also drop, I think, for us pass-through people who are not necessarily corporations,
Small,
we're going to see the
right.
same mm-hmm. tax rate on our business income.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you say pastor, you're talking about people who have sub-S's and
LLCs? No, people have sub-S's
like
and limited
me and
liability
like you,
companies.
Yeah, we have small businesses, basically.
Whatever 97% profit, of all businesses. Right.
Yeah, whatever your taxes are or your tax event is on your business return, that's what it passes right over to your personal. And so we need some help with that. What do you think he's going to do for corporate America to help them free up some of their money? Barbara, we need corporate America to come back to the marketplace. They haven't been in the marketplace now since 2008.
Well,
they've been piddling around and just throwing lip service out here and hoarding their money and using it to consolidate. And what do you think he's going to do anything to bring them back to the marketplace?
Well, one of the things that will bring them back to the marketplace clearly is if the consumer has more money to spend. And since wages haven't gone up, but costs such as health care have skyrocketed, people don't have money to spend. So that's why corporate America is not doing so great. But I think you'll see as people have lower taxes, less cost of health care, they'll have more money to spend. I think it could ignite a fire under this economy.
Well, I think so, too. And I'll tell you what's been missing, Barbara, and for 8 years, as you know, it's been hard. It's been rough doing my show, trying and not feeling like I could be, you know, outrageously optimistic about the future. We had so many headwinds pushing against us over the last 8 years that the idea that small business owners and entrepreneurs can start actually thinking the sky's the limit now, the government could be getting out of our way, what could we do? And as you say, with taxes being reformed, with health care getting that fixed, and just getting the government out, just the sentiment, Barbara, that the government is no longer in our way, that the government is no longer going to attack us at every turn, look at what that's going to look at the animal spirits that's going to release.
Well, one of the things that I heard discussed was the fact that most people want the same things. We want things like clean air and clean water, but the way things have been happening these days has been punishment. If you don't do this, you're going to get punished, penalized.
Right.
But, you know, whereas the sentiment seems to be, let's offer incentives. Who could think of the best way to do this?
Transition.
Reward.
You know, 20 years ago, we loved our coal plants because they were making electricity. Now, all of a sudden, we had an administration that hated them. Well, how about helping those people transition?
How exactly? Or reward them for burning cleaner coal.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
For doing it better.
Well, same thing with all the climate change stuff.
Well, right.
I mean, let's make you can't turn around something in a decade that's taken 200 years to get here.
Exactly.
You've got to transition it. Barbara, I need your website quickly.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
We're going to have Barbara back a lot more, folks, though, in the coming months, talking about how things are rolling out. In the next segment, she just got back from China. I want her to give us her travelogue of how she experienced China. What was it like? And what would it be like for you? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.